We tend to hear so much in the media and by the health industry about the problems with having too much sugar in our diet. Today we're talking with Dr. April Martin, an extension agent in DeKalb County, about the problems of sugar in America. How serious is the problem with sugar consumption in America, and what are some unexpected sources of sugar that people fail to realize?
Well, in America, you know, we consume, out of all the countries in the world, we consume the greatest amount of sugar in the world, believe it or not, followed by several of the European countries. But in America, the average person consumes 150 pounds of sugar per year. So you just think about the packages of sugar that you buy in the store. What are they, like 4-pound bags, you know, and just figure out what that would be per person. And it's just mind-blowing, and we really need to be consuming 20 pounds or less. You know, also there's a lot of linkages, like the Center for Disease Control in 2016 showed that Tennessee has one of the highest ranked states for obesity, and obesity is tied to sugar consumption. And just more recently, our childhood obesity rate is one of the highest in the country.
Okay. Unexpected sources. Where can we find that doesn't say sugar?
Right. So, you know, everyone thinks of just looking for sugar on the ingredient list, but there are so many hidden sugars in our foods. If you ever see, you know, the key thing to do is look at your food label, and that's going to show you what is in your package that you're buying. And ingredients are listed by the amount, by the weight. So the very first ingredient on the list is the one that is, you know, the most. That's the highest quantity of the ingredients in that list. So you want to look at that. Also, anything that ends with O-S-E, O's like dextrose, sucrose, maltose, that's going to be a sugar. And then there's all kinds of things that, you know, you would probably know is a sugar, like honey, which, you know, a lot of people think of honey as being really healthy, and it is. It has a lot of nutritional value to it, but it's still a sugar. Then things like corn syrup, molasses, beet sugar. You know, I've got a whole list here that I won't read to you, but you just have to, that food label is so key to understanding what's in your food.
Okay. Natural foods. What foods are naturally high in sugar, and is there a natural or organic alternative that we can use as a sweetener?
Yes. So, unfortunately, you know, sugar is found in so many of our natural foods that we consume. You'll see it, probably a higher glycemic index in our fruits. They have a lot of nutritional value. I would rather have a piece of fruit versus a candy bar because you've got a lot of nutritional value and fiber out of that. But they do tend to have a higher sugar content, a natural sugar content. But you're also going to see it in a lot of, you know, even some of our vegetables. Anything with a carbohydrate content in it is going to have sugar in it. But again, you know, those are good selections versus going with something such as a candy bar or a piece of cake or something like that that's going to have less nutritional value for you. One thing that I like to do, there are some alternatives that you can do naturally. For example, I make a lot of yogurt. When I make my yogurt, I buy just natural yogurt with no sugar added. You know, we tend to think of yogurt as a really healthy food, and it is. But most of the yogurt that people are consuming has added sugar, just the same amount as ice cream, which is startling. So what I will do is take a banana or half of a banana, mash it up a little bit and add it to my yogurt. And it's just enough sweetener that it, you know, it sweetens it. There's other things like some spices that you can use, like cinnamon, things like that, that will add a little bit of flavor. As far as beverages, you know, instead of opting for your Cokes and Kool-Aids and things like that, you can try sparkling water with just a little bit of fruit juice added to that to give it a little bit of sweetness and have a little bit of difference to it. You know, and just your fruits, just adding fruits to things a lot of times will sweeten. That's just a few suggestions.
We're speaking with Dr. April Martin, an extension agent from DeKalb County. And my next question is, you've talked about the poundage of sugar that we consume in America. Should we just cut it all out?
Well, I think it's almost impossible to cut it all out. And we're talking about added sugar, not sugar that's already naturally in our foods. It's impossible. I mean, you can go to the store and, you know, just turn a food label over. I do this myself all the time. You wouldn't believe what sugar is in things like tomato sauce, spaghetti sauce. Why is sugar in tomato sauce? I'll let you in on a key thing, one key thing that the food industry knows about. There's a term that they use called the bliss point, where they add sugar to products up to a level to where that you're going to consume them and you're going to desire to eat more of that product. And so that leads the consumer to go back and purchase more of that product. So we've increasingly seen sugar added to things such as the tomato sauce, such as our bread, such as things that you wouldn't normally think that sugar is added to, but it's there for a purpose. It's there so the consumer will want more, and therefore that food company makes a bigger profit.
Thank you, Dr. Martin, Extension Agent in DeKalb County.